Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose and welcome to C'est La Me. I hope you're doing great. Happy Wednesday. I'm very excited about today's episode because I feel like this topic of relationships and community has been something that I have been really focusing on for at least the past year. I feel like 2023, I was really like, gotta get out there, like woohoo. And I did. And this year I want to kind of go deeper with that. I want to get out there, but I also want to kind of get more involved with things and all of that. So I want deeper relationships. I also want new relationships. So any sort of relationship goals that you have, I probably also have them. I have several different getting into new ones and strengthening existing ones. So when I say community, relationships, community, I'm not necessarily just talking about dating. I am talking about friendships and relationships, like business relationships or just connections. And so just to let y'all know right off the bat, this is not necessarily a solely dating episode. Although, if that is your goal, hopefully some of these tips will help you to be out there and be available and be, involved. And if your goal is to meet someone in person, maybe that will help. I'm not sure. But I can tell you how to get involved in community and grow your community and all of that. So that is what today's episode is about. I really hope you enjoyed last week's episode. I loved podcasting about that, and let me tell you, I'm very glad that I talked about work and career and finances and everything last week, because if I had had the week that I had at work last week and then I had to talk about work and career and finances, whatever, I might not have done that episode because last week was very busy. Oh my gosh, it's like the busiest week ever. It was a good week, but it was a very busy week. There was a lot going on. And so we just ran right out of the gate with that one. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Let's get into today's episode. So the first thing, and again, this whole life edit thing is going to be, get out a journal. You're really committed to it. So get out your journal and write down, start a fresh page, label it relationships and community, and just start fresh for this new life edit phase. All right, so the first thing I want you to do is to ask yourself the following questions. What kind of community do I envision myself in? Now, this might be kind of hippie, woo-woo, whatever, but just imagine yourself, what is the most appealing to you in, a group of people? What kind of community do you aspire to be a part of? You could be I want to be part of the rich and famous Hollywood celebrities. That's a community. Cool, fine. Good luck with that. And then another one could be I want to be a part of, the artsy group in my city, and that could be the community. So just think about it, if there are people who went to a certain school, people who have certain jobs, people who do certain things, you can shape your community around a lot of things. For me, it's I want to be part of the Catholic community in my city because I am Catholic. I want to be a part of the writer community because I'm a writer. So I could keep going on and on. I want to be a part of a female, 20s type of community because I am in my 20s and I'm a female. So write down any and every community that you envision yourself a part of. You can even get superficial and be I want to be a part of the rich crowd, or I want to be a part of this group dresses really well, so I really want to be a part of them. Write down anything because this is your life. This is your life edit, and you are completely free to write down whatever you want, your inner thoughts, ideas, whatever. Feel free to write down anything that you want to do and take your time, and consider all the communities. That's why I was naming some, maybe you didn't think about a faith community, or you didn't think about a community that has a hobby of doing this or whatever. Or you could even say, sometimes I'll look at restaurants or places like that, basically restaurants or bars, whatever. And I'm like, ooh, I would love to be someone who goes there on a weeknight just to debrief. Write that down. It might not seem important, but I think once you start writing down the types of communities you want to be a part of, you will kind of see threads throughout them, and you'll kind of be able to pinpoint, here's the type of people that I want to be around. All right, the next question to ask yourself and to also write down any answers that come to your mind. And this is very, for me, I feel like the best way to do a life edit is to be very stream of consciousness because you just never know what's going to pop up. And you never know when you're like, that's actually what I mean. All this other stuff is crap. This is what I mean. So just write down whatever, even if you feel like a complete idiot. I get it. It's fine. You're not a complete idiot. Just if you're listening to this podcast, you're not an idiot. All right. So the next question is, what kind of friends do I want to have? Write down their qualities. Do I want people who are funny? I love funny people. So that would be a plus for me. I want people who are loyal. I want people who come up with fun, creative things for us to do. I want people who commit to plans. I want people who want to go, would like be completely down for like a wine night on a Tuesday. You know, anything and everything, write it down. Anything broad, like loyalty, happiness, funny, whatever, to something so specific as like, I want to meet at this certain place and have them be want to go to a happy hour at this bar. And that would be something that we would do, you know, just anything that you can imagine, just write it down. All right, the next question, what do I value in friends? And some of this might overlap with your qualities of what you want friends to have and all that, but something you value in a friend. I value humor in people. I do. I think it's like, I love people who make me laugh, and I love people who look at life with a lens of kind of like humor. And that's really great. And so I would write that down. I would write down people who probably plan things, give equally or give something. You know, we've all had those friends who are like down for plans you make, but then you're like, okay, what am I going to be invited to your plans? So, you know, anything that you want to write down, just write it down. Don't overthink. Just write whatever you want down. And then the last question, what do I value in being a friend? This is really important. Also, I'm really sorry to interrupt the amazing podcast episode that I'm recording, but my dog keeps barking and I'm sorry. I would really appreciate it if you could ignore her. She has issues. Okay, so what do you value in being a friend? For me, I value being able to like people, you know? I mean, we've all had those friends where you're like, you know, you play games and you're like, oh my gosh, well, I invited them here. So I'm like waiting for them to invite me here. And I don't want to give too much because I'm scared of like overexerting myself for nothing. And, you know, whatever. I like people who just let me do things, like let me be their friend. You know, we don't have any weird like rules or whatever. So I enjoyed that. That got really kind of deep and weird for a second. But that's the type of thing that I don't want you to ever think. If you think it, write it down. Something else that I value in being a friend, being able to be like more open. I value being able to be more open, not having to pretend that I'm somebody I'm not, or I don't know that I've ever completely pretended that, but you know, like there are certain things that you don't want to admit, like, oh, I bought this here and not there, or, you know, that's something I value. Something I value in being a friend is being able to show up for people. And so writing down your qualities is going to be even more important sometimes than the qualities of who you're going to be friends with, because you are the one who's able to show action in this situation. Okay, so I hope you took the time. I mean, maybe pause the podcast to do all that. Hopefully you did. But we're back. Hello. A point I wanted to make about this episode versus the last episode is that in the last episode, I was like, okay, so figure out what camp you're in. You're either looking for a new job or wanting to excel in your current one or whatever. For this, I feel like you could be in either camp. You could be wanting to deepen existing friendships, wanting to make new friends, whatever. And for me, that's me. You know, I want to deepen existing friendships and connections and all that. But I also want to get new friends. I want to be introduced to new groups, join new organizations. Like, I mean, I do have some specific organizations that I'm like, I want to be part of y'all, you know? How do I make that happen? Well, here are my tips. But we're going to, again, talk about it point by point for each group. So, first group, for those wanting to deepen existing friendships, My first tip is to be a friend first. Invite someone out, make social situations, get a group together, be the one that's taking action. You can't just wait for people to do the things that you want them to do first for you, for that to be a condition of the friendship. Like, you know, I mean, we all have those friendships that are just kind of like, okay, well, I keep planning everything. And if that ends up happening, you'll understand that, okay, this is not going to get any deeper, because friendship and community and all that is a two-way street. You know, I've always said that, but it's very true. And you can want to deepen a friendship, but if somebody else isn't reciprocating, doesn't really want to, isn't responding, then you just have to accept that that friendship is as deep as it's going to get. And that's okay. You will find deeper friendships. And I used to be so frustrated with situational friendships, or, you know, friends only last for a certain season in your life. I'm like, that's BS. I hate that. I don't like, you know, if you're just going to be there, it's just being casual. Like, I was really just like starving for some sort of deep friendship. And so because I was like focusing on deep friendships, I wouldn't even really like maintain any sort of casual friendship, because I'm like, I can tell you're not like, you know, I've already tried to like deepen this friendship. And so I'm just kind of like, you're not my friend anymore because you're, you know, whatever. I mean, this was all like middle school and stuff, so it sounds more dramatic than it was. But as I've matured, I've realized there are certain friendships that are situational. There are certain friendships that are casual, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we are here to deepen existing friendships. So yes, be a friend first, be the one to make the plans and all that, because sometimes people are just kind of like wondering, okay, I want to deepen this friendship, but like, they don't know how to approach it. They don't know how to make the first move. They're nervous. They're maybe not as confident. And I'm not saying all of this is true, because I mean, there can be very confident people who just don't have, like, they're super busy and they're just like, I've been meaning to prioritize this, but like, oh my gosh, like, I just can't think of another thing. And if you're getting the vibe that you want to deepen the friendship, make the first move. You know, if you have time on your hands to be able to even entertain the thought of doing stuff, you know, like right now I am speaking from a place of busyness and just kind of like, oh my God, you know. So I am definitely sympathizing with maybe your friend who is kind of like running on all cylinders and just doesn't have a spare moment in their head. Like, I get it. And I used to think that that was such a cop-out of people who didn't have time, whatever. But sometimes life truly does get crazy and people just, like, don't have the bandwidth to even think about other things. So make the first move. All right, my next tip on deepening friendships is to maybe share an experience together. That can either be like, oh, hey, I'm interested in giving to this class. Do you want to come with me? Or, hey, there's this event that's happening. Would you like to go with me? And I feel like things like that, as opposed to just like the random happy hour, or whatever, it's not that they're better, but they are definitely a little, they center the experience around an experience, I guess. They center the situation around an experience, which obviously creates some stronger memories, because it's like you hanging out together is associated with a like very tangible event type of thing, more than just like, oh, getting coffee or going to a happy hour or whatever. It also just shows like, hey, like, I want to go to this event and I thought of you, thought you would like it and want to go with you to this thing. Not just, hey, I want to get a drink. Do you want to come with me? Which sometimes is fun too. But if you really want to deepen the friendship, I think it's fun to say, I'm going to this event. Do you want to come? Like, I'm just planning on going. You know, it's cool. I feel like that is just fun and also just flattering for the other person, regardless of whether or not they can make it or if they have time in their schedule, whatever. It's just flattering to be like, oh, they're going to this. It's not something that they need someone else for, but they invited me. That's very sweet. Like, that's nice. So I feel like that would deepen a friendship a lot. My third tip is just to open up a little bit more, and I'm not saying overshare. Like, I'm still walking that line of like, what's oversharing? Whatever. Don't overshare, but do feel like you can open up, because there are some levels of friendships where you like each other and you get along and whatever, But sometimes you can notice that the friendship deepens when someone says something about something you didn't know about them. Like if they mention something about their dating life and they haven't done that before, or they mention something about their career or their family or something. And that's when you gradually start to get closer to people and you start to learn more about them and hopefully you still like them and everything. And then it just kind of progresses. So don't be afraid of being open. I feel like for me, I am definitely a perfectionist. If you have listened to the podcast for any amount of time, probably you know that already. But for me, I want to be perceived as like having no flaws, whatever. Not possible, by the way, but still we persist and move on. We still try and be perfect. But something that I've had to do with my relationships is kind of not be afraid to be like, I don't have it all. And actually, a big source of that for me recently is dating, you know, not having a boyfriend and whatever, and wanting a relationship but not being in one. That has been, I will admit, an insecurity for me. And that has been something that I've been like, I don't want to talk about that. And I don't want to mention it because I don't want that to be something where I am perceived as like not being able to get the guy, you know, or not being able to be in a relationship and whatever. But recently I've gotten a little bit more okay around certain people with talking about, you know, relationships, boys, whatever, just knowing that I don't have one. I used to just completely ignore it. I'm like, I will never talk about guys because I don't want to draw attention to the fact that I don't have one currently. But I feel like with certain people, you start to be more comfortable around them and you start to kind of like feel like you can talk about stuff like that. And that's when it deepens. So if you want to get deeper, now, I just had a thought. I'm not saying if you want to get deeper, use your insecurities, like talk about your insecurities to see if they like you or something. Like, don't use your insecurities as a way of, you know, getting more vulnerable with people, because, you know, that's just not really something that you want to be doing. But just recognize when other people say things, you know, start small, you know, don't divulge your biggest, darkest secret ever, you know, but start small, start being more human and being more open, less guarded, all of that, around certain people that you trust. And then I do feel like that sometimes brings the relationship, even deeper, which is amazing. I love when stuff like that happens, when you're just kind of like doing your thing, realizing whatever, and then you like stop and you're like that, I don't know. I just feel like I'm gone deeper with this person, and it's great. Like a lot of times you stop mid-moment and you're like, cool, this feels good. Another tip for those who are wanting to deepen existing friendships is to ask more questions. I know that people like to talk about themselves, and you may like to talk about yourself too. That is not necessarily a way to deepen an existing friendship, is to talk about yourself too much. I get it. It can be really easy to talk about yourself because that's what you know. And that is to like a certain extent something that you're promoting because you are kind of marketing yourself. I mean, every conversation is kind of a way to market yourself if you look at it in a really kind of weird way. But, you know, you want people to like you, so you like start talking about yourself more. And then all of a sudden they think that you're self-centered and then it's like, oh no, what did I do? And so I would just say if you want to get deeper with somebody, ask them questions about themselves. First of all, it shows that you care. Second of all, it tells you more about them. And third of all, it just kind of is a better use of your time than talking about yourself all the time. And I get it. Like, I have an issue sometimes talking about myself. I mean, I started a whole podcast around my life. So you think I maybe like to talk about myself? I don't know. But it can sometimes get a little bit, like, I'm not meaning to do it. But sometimes I'm like, oh gosh, I need to cut back. I need to chill. I need to like ask some more questions, you know, especially when I'm brain dead. Like someone this week came into the office and congratulated me on something exciting and they had kind of accomplished the same thing. And I knew that in my mind, but I was so just brain dead with work that I was just like, Thank you. I was really gracious in my answer, but I wasn't like, I didn't give back. I wasn't like, and congratulations to you too. That's so cool. Whatever. I was just like, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, exciting. I'm very excited about it, you know, but like, I couldn't get it together. And so it's those moments where I'm tired and whatever that I like talk about myself a little bit more, or I just don't think about it. And so that's just something good to remind yourself. I feel like everybody needs a reminder to kind of rein it in and ask somebody else their questions. Like, ask people questions, get to know them a little bit more. And especially if sometimes you get tired, like, I totally get that. That is me when I just like malfunction when I'm tired. And so I do need the reminder to be like, ask them about themselves, idiot. Come on. Not that you're an idiot, but you know how we talk to ourselves sometimes. All right. Those are my tips for how to deepen existing relationships. Now, let's move on to the harder thing. Sometimes it depends, but harder thing for those wanting to make new friends. Okay. Some of these tips still apply. Be the first person to do things, ask them out, do like get a group together, whatever. I would highly recommend doing that. That has been something that I have really enjoyed in the past is like, okay, hey, I'm going out. Like, anyone want to do this? Whatever. It's really, really nice to be able to, get a group together and just kind of see who meshes and all of that. Another thing is to not be afraid when you are places somewhere to talk to new people. Like, I always say that, you know, I love going to events with my sisters. That is how I want to socialize. But oh my gosh, I can be so awkward. Ugh, this stinks. I hate this part of me, but it's okay. We're going to get better at it. I can be so awkward going to things by myself, like seriously so awkward. And I don't know how to come up and talk to people. Like, I can just like, it's, I don't think I have like social anxiety or anything. It's not like a thing, but it's just a thing with me where I get so nervous, especially when everybody is in their own groups. Like, oh my gosh, it is so hard to talk to people. Like, I don't know. I just freak out and then I feel like it's awkward and I don't know what to say. I'm just like, hey, how are you? Like, oh my gosh, it is so awkward. And then I get scared. Like, what if I've seen these people before? Now, I'm telling you, if you have this problem, don't, like, just try your best. I am cringing at the thought of going somewhere by myself. And that is sad. I am 24. Actually, I was telling my sisters today, I think of myself as someone who's 25. So let's just say, for the sake of my mental, you know, wherever I am, I'm 25. I should be able to talk to people in social situations, you know? Like, I've had practice at it. I am not horrible at it, but, like, I freak out every time. And so I kind of am horrible at it. So I sympathize with people who feel the way I do because, oh my gosh, but my top advice would be don't be afraid to talk to people in group settings if you don't know them, you know, and don't be afraid to make plans after a group setting, you know, be like, hey, I'm gonna go get a drink. Do you want to come? Or like, hey, let's get a group together. I was actually with a group of friends who is actually very good at this. And so we ended up getting a group together after some sort of event thing that we were doing. And it was really fun. And it was just like, this is normal. Like, I need to be the one to do this, you know? But sometimes it can be really hard to do stuff like that by yourself. But it can be done and it's fun. So this is a pep talk to you and to me to get over, like, whatever it is that is blocking us from, like, feeling awkward. It can be painful to do things alone and whatever, but, if you just keep doing it, something will stick. I promise. All right. Another tip for, making new friends is to go new places. You know, sometimes we can be at our little places that we've gone to forever and we're just like, it's just not working, like, I don't know, whatever. Go to new places, do new things, do something that you wouldn't even think that you would like, you know? Something that I have been kind of looking at recently is an event that my city does. I think they do it more in the summer, but that might actually, I'm kind of looking this year to do more like staycation, like little things like that. But they do the sip and paint event that I would love to go to. Do I like painting? Am I good at painting? Not really. Like, I think I would like it, but I'm not good at it. And then sipping and painting, like, it sounds fun, but it's nothing that I, like, it's something that I've seen, but I've never been like, oh, I should do that, you know, or I'm going to do that. I'm just like, that sounds fun. Cool. And then I, like, never do it. So I would encourage you, anything that you've even looked at with, like, slight interest, do it if you can. Like, don't let anything, like, if this is your goal, make it more of a priority to do these things. I know sometimes I can talk myself out of it. I'm like, I'm busy. It's a waste of money, or I don't really have time, or this isn't exactly what I want to spend my money on, whatever. I mean, you never know unless you try, and you might have the best time. So go new places. Another tip is to kind of cheat and get with your friends, get with your coworkers or whatever, and kind of like scout out their existing groups. Not like creepily, like it's not creepy, but the best thing is when friends include you in plans with other friends that you've never met, because all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's a whole new group. That's fun. And so I feel like I've had this happen a couple of times, and it's been so nice. It's been so great to be able to be included in stuff and do the same for others so that they'll think to do it to you, because people are just, I mean, people are thinking about themselves, you know. And so if you have some friends, get them together with friends that they've never met and create a whole big group, and then maybe those friends will bring other friends, and all of a sudden you'll have like a big group to kind of be like, oh, this is really cool. And so I just feel like kind of in a non-using, like, manipulative kind of way, using other people's connections is really helpful and can be kind of like a wide-open door to, like, something that you have never experienced before. So that's is key. My next tip is to let people know your goals in whatever way you can. You can let people know, like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of trying to extend my friend group, or I'm just trying to find some new people and whatever. And don't rely on people to come through, because everyone has their own lives and sometimes they won't. But if you can just kind of be like, oh, yeah, I'm just trying to look for new people, expand my, you know, my people in my life or my friends or whatever. Sometimes things come out of that, like those invitations I just mentioned. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get grouped together to go to the next city or something. Go to this city for a day trip. Want to come? Or, hey, we're getting together at my house or whatever. And so that can be a really good thing. But like, it's kind of a situation of, how are people supposed to know if you don't tell them? Because people might want to invite you places or might think to do that, but they don't know that you're looking. For me, I do this thing where I assume that everybody has their own group already and I'm the only one looking. That is so not true. Like, one of the coolest girls that I know mentioned to me like a couple of months ago that she's really looking to get involved, like heavily get involved. And I was like, what? Like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought that you were like already, you know, like, I just think this girl is so, so cool. And I just figured, okay, yeah, she's got everything, you know, she didn't, you know, she just has everything. We think everybody has it all and they don't. And so that really surprised me. And so you never know. You might find yourself in the same boat with somebody that you didn't even think. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not alone. That's nice. All right. Those are my tips for people who are wanting to find friends, find new friends. And so my next category of people who just want to find more community. First tip, look on your city's website and your Facebook and everything, because there are certain groups that you may not know of that exist. Like, for me, one of my favorite groups is the young professionals in my city. It's with the Chamber of Commerce, and they do like once a month meetings. They actually have one next week that I'm excited to go to, hopefully. And I just really enjoy that group. That is so fun. It just gets people together. It just makes me feel like I've got something on my calendar, and it makes me feel like I can talk to people, and it's great, and it's exciting, whatever. And so that was something that I didn't know of, like, maybe a year ago. And so that has been really rewarding. I know there's also a group through my university. It's the alumni group. And so I did things with them. It tended to be slightly like older people, which was fine. It was great. It was nice. But it just wasn't really my like demographic, I guess. So I haven't really done much with them in a while, although I'm starting to think about going back just because it's just something else to be involved in. And look for groups that pique your interest. Like, I just really liked the Young Professionals group because it is young people. It's people probably in the beginning stages of the career or like a little higher up, but like no one who's just been there 20 years and whatever. So it was really nice and relatable. I'm looking for like a girls group to kind of be a part of. There are other groups that I see in my city that I'm not interested in being a part of, but I know they exist. Like there is a running club. I think that is so neat for people who are crazy and like to run. I don't like to run. I would like there to be a walking group. That would be fun. But, you know, I don't like to run, so I'm not really going to join that. I mean, maybe I'll get better at running and I'll join it. Anyway, this is me, external processing. But there's a running club in my city, and that would be great for people who really enjoy that. And I forget other groups. There are just a ton of groups. A lot of people use Facebook to get groups together to like, okay, we're planning our next whatever. Anyone who wants to join is free. My next tip, which kind of feeds into this, is if your coworkers or your friends or whatever invite you to any sort of group, like say yes. Because I'm in a book club now because my coworker, actually my former coworker, wanted to start a book club. And so she asked a ton of people that she knew. And then we now have a book club. And I said, yes. And like, it's so much fun. We meet like once a month. You don't have to read the book if you don't want to, but it's really fun when you do. And then we have like food and wine and whatever. And we just talk about this book. And then we talk about like a lot of other stuff. And so it was just, it's a lot of fun to be a part of those types of groups. And if you don't find a group that exists that you want to be a part of, find people who want to be a part of a group that you're going to create. You know, like my coworker created this book club because she wanted to. She's like, I've always wanted to do a book club, and she made it happen. So you are also free to do that. Another thing is to become more aware of your city's events calendar, and it doesn't always have to be like through your city, but I learn so much when I work on the calendar for the magazine because I like know everything that's going on in the city. Maybe not everything, but a lot of things that are going on in the city. And there are different organizations that put on things that you might be like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about becoming involved in that, but like there they are. That's great. So I've got a couple on my list that I would really, really love to join. And so I'm kind of creating a goal this year of taking steps to joining those organizations like Junior League and stuff like that. And so just being aware of what events are being put on and then which organizations are the ones behind it is a really good way of being able to kind of expand your possibilities and your options for joining different groups or having more community. Another thing is to take advantage of any sort of events or weekly staples that different restaurants or bars or coffee shops have. So I know that a coffee shop that I like has trivia every week. And then there are different restaurants that have trivia every week. There are different places that have bingo. There are different like random one-off like open mic nights or whatever. I would really recommend checking Facebook events for this because it can be really fun to go to these events and then you might find the regulars who go, or you might just invite a group and that can be your weekly thing. And it can be really fun. I got a group chat together with some people and we ended up going to this coffee shop trivia and it was a really fun time. You know, life got busy and we like didn't do it again. That's another thing. Be consistent with planning because sometimes that can just bite you in the butt if you can't be consistent with it. But it was a lot of fun and it was nice to get people together and just kind of have it be casual and have it be just kind of like whoever wants to come can come. And we ended up having like 5 girls come and that was great. My bottom line is just to be open to whatever opportunities are available. Don't try and be like, oh my gosh, it needs to be this, it needs to be that. Obviously, there are some things that are going on you're not a part of and you're not interested in. You don't have to be interested in everything. It's not, you know, you don't have to do that, and that's fine. But a way to level up your community is to just kind of be open to trying new things and seeing new people and being a part of things that you wouldn't necessarily gravitate towards, because it could be really fun. You know, trivia, not my fave thing. Like, I'm not like into trivia, but I really like the atmosphere and I really like hanging out with people, and it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it leads to like a happy hour or something else. And so it can just be more beneficial to be open to whatever opportunities there are and just going and trying things out. There are definitely things that I've done that I'm like, okay, that's a one-time thing. I didn't enjoy that. That's not really where I'm going to find the people that, you know, the community that I had written down that I really want to be a part of. Sometimes you need an expectation adjustment or something like that. If you are getting a little bit too like, oh, this community and only this community, like, that might not be possible. But especially for those groups that you know are out there, you just need to figure out how to like become a part of it. You can keep trying and you can make judgments about like, yeah, this is not really it. And so I'm not going to do that, or this really is it. I'm going to do more of this. You'll find your groove. It'll take some time. And when I mean some time, I don't mean 2 months. I mean like a year. It's going to be okay. As long as you just keep trying and keep kind of refining and whatever, I feel like this is really going to bring your involvement up, and it's going to make you feel a little more equipped to be able to make more friends, deepen more friendships, and have more community. And I'm going to leave you with this tip. If you ever get any invitations, say yes. You don't have to be completely in love with the group that you're asked to do things with, but unless you have a good reason to say no, like they're reckless or they're bad influences or whatever, say yes. I think you should say yes. You can see what you like, what you don't like, and they might introduce you to other people and you might find other opportunities through them. They don't have to be the end-all be-all or something. It doesn't have to stop with them, but I feel like it is a good idea to kind of at least give everybody one chance, unless you're like, absolutely not, this is like not my scene and I just can't do this. So yeah, I hope you feel a little more like, I'm feeling like I want to get up from here. I want to like go out and be a part of, like, I seriously, after this episode, I'm going to scroll Facebook and I am going to go to one of the Sip and Paints, hopefully. Not hopefully, I will. Gonna keep that promise to myself. But I'm definitely gonna go scroll Facebook now and be like, what is there to do? I'm just feeling very hyped up to do things, meet new people, be a part of things. And I'm definitely going to be inviting people along the way. And if they take you up on the invitation versus if they don't, it's totally fine. Not a big deal. But I feel like it's exciting to be able to be like, oh, I feel empowered now to go out there and kind of find more community and find more friends, talk to more people. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a rating, give it a review, follow the podcast, share it with a friend, share it with people who you want to connect with and be like, hey, there's this really great podcast that I thought you would like, and maybe you'll be the best friends. I don't know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.